This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Before his life in politics, former Governor Mario Cuomo was hoping for a life in baseball. Cuomo, who led the state of New York for three terms from 1983 to 1994, is being remembered today for his intellect, his Catholic values, and his liberalism. But at one time, Cuomo was very serious about baseball, playing in high school and college, and even signing a contract to play center field for the Class D Brunswick Pirates in Georgia in 1952. A lot about what the late former governor learned in baseball he took with him through life.
It is a community activity. You need all nine people helping one another. I love bunt plays. I love the idea of the bunt. I love the idea of the sacrifice. Even the word is good, giving yourself up for the good of the whole.
That was Mario Cuomo talking to Ken Burns in his 1994 documentary, Baseball. And Ken Burns joins us now. Welcome back to WNYC, Ken.
Thanks for having me.
What was it about baseball, besides this idea of sacrifice, that Cuomo loved so much?
Well, you know, he was fully an American. The son of immigrants understood exactly how hard a passage it was to make that transition from visitor to a full-fledged American. And a lot of people did that by the adoption of baseball. And in baseball were all the democratic values that he would espouse later on, as I think he said so eloquently. This extraordinarily passionate man who took time out of a busy schedule as governor towards the end of his tenure to talk about the meaning of baseball, not just his own personal experience, which is, you know, wonderful and interesting, but the way in which I was trying to see the game as a very accurate metaphor for the United States and for its history. We tend to see history as the succession of presidential administrations punctuated by wars, but I think we can find in some other activities, social activities, sports, perhaps even more precise prisms through which we can see and understand this sort of burning question of who we are as Americans. And I think he felt very strongly that baseball was a way in for immigrants, but it was also a metaphor of the democratic experience.
Much more so than basketball, which he also excelled at?
I think he was really good at that, but I think baseball's a really wonderful thing in which it is the tension between that team effort, the idea that you don't do it alone, that Babe Ruth comes up only once every nine times at bat, that sometimes the entire year, the entire season, the World Series hangs on the guy who's hitting .180, who's at shortstop, and not your big slugger. And that, I think, appealed to him. And I think Cuomo understood that passionately. I mean, he loved the game. He got the game. He wanted to be a baseball player, but for his inability to hit the curveball, as he said, and also being hit by a pitch.
Yeah, tell me about that injury. He got beamed, and it took him out of baseball. What happened?
He's in the Pittsburgh Pirates Class D organization down in Georgia, Brunswick, Georgia, and, you know, he's leaning in, and a curveball doesn't break as much as he thinks it's going to be, and it hits him, and it knocks him unconscious. And a doctor basically says, you know, you can't do this anymore. And he reluctantly gives it up. As he says, the hematoma drove him to politics. We are all, of course, the better for it. And that passionate translation of the American possibility for all people.
What players did he look up to or admire the most? I'm guessing Joe DiMaggio, but DiMaggio was a Yankee and Cuomo grew up in Queens. Was he a Dodgers or later a Mets fan? Where were his loyalties there?
He appreciated, I think, the entire baseball scene and excellence there, and of course the people that you've mentioned. He would have been a Dodger fan, and it was particularly underscored by the arrival of Jackie Robinson. This was, of course, the great moment in the history of the game. There is no one more important to the history of baseball than Jackie Robinson. And he invested in Jackie Robinson the sense of possibility for all people and what that meant, the difficulties that lay ahead for him. He was also, in our film, quite blunt. He said, too late, too late. Why did it have to take so long for Jackie, April 15th, 1947, to become the first African-American in the modern 20th century Major League game? He was incredibly self-critical, and I think that's where that irascible Catholic upbringing came, and this sense of doing better and improving oneself, of sacrificing.
Ken Burns is a documentary filmmaker. His next project, The Emperor of All Maladies, about cancer, is set to be released this spring. Thanks so much, Ken, for remembering former Governor Mario Cuomo with us.
My pleasure. It we'll miss him.
This is WNYC.